Our Coach's Insight programs continue on here tonight. Care 93.7, Brandon Tam. We got Andrew Eckert on the line with us, ACCHS girls basketball coach. It is brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. A tight league tilt at home on Tuesday night this week. Tigers coming up short against Riverside. It was a 47-41 final. Coach, take us back to that game on Tuesday night. I know I had a chance to talk with Coach Burns over at Riverside. I know he really kind of emphasized taking Kinsey Bowerly out of that game, really putting a lot of pressure on her, and obviously the Cyclones were able to hold on for that win. But is that kind of what you saw from Riverside in that game on Tuesday night?
Yeah, they did a really good job of putting a lot of pressure, not just on her, just our guards in general. And it took us a little bit to get comfortable. There was at least two or three times in the game we were down, you know, 10, 15, I think even maybe got it to 16 at one point. So they executed the game plan, and but I'm happy with the way we fought. We battled back. I think we got it back to one time in the third and got down to three or two a couple times in the fourth. So we battled with them. Just we got to make sure we're doing a better job of not getting off to a slow start like we did. I think it was 10-0 before we even blinked an eye. So.
Well, I know we've talked about, you know, the loss of Madison Martin and what that kind of did, you know, to the roster and what you've had to do. And how do you feel like the girls have kind of responded to that, losing a caliber player like that and Madison Martin, and just trying to adjust to that, you know, here in the early, you know, few weeks of the season?
Well, yeah, we definitely can't just replace her, because there's only one Madison out there. She's, you know, she's a really good player. She's a, you know, top defender probably in the state. And you know, you lose her, and we got to kind of look at our team and decide what we're going to do and what things we got to change. So we're getting closer to where we want to be. We just got some things to figure out. Hopefully here, we got Oski Friday, and then hopefully we get a week off before our tournament. We'll really hone in on some things and figure it out. But we're responding well. It's just a matter of a few possessions here or there. If we get a rebound, if we have a better rotation, maybe the game Friday or Tuesday night goes a little differently, but we're working our way towards there. But there's no replacement, or we just got to find a way to make up some of the production.
You touched up on Oskaloosa for Friday before the midseason tournament. That game will be on the road, an Oskaloosa team that beat Jackson Heights by 3 points earlier this week, 45-42. They sit here with a 500 record at 4-4. What's the early kind of scouting report on this Oskaloosa team and the expectations for Friday night's game?
I think they're kind of similar to Riverside. They're going to play some pressure man-to-man. They got some a little more size than Riverside. But, you know, I think pretty much the rest of the season, I think we're going to have winnable games. It's just whether or not we were able to get a box out maybe, or maybe we're able to find a bucket inside to relieve the pressure off Kinsey. So I think Friday night is a chance to compete and hopefully get a win. But if not, hopefully we're at least trying to get better. So we're having some confidence going into our tournament in 2 weeks.
There it is. ACCHS girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. They'll be at Oskaloosa on Friday, and then a little bit of time off before the Jefferson County North tournament beginning at the end of the month. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.